Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio, this is St. Louis on the Air. I'm Kate Grumke, in for Elaine Shaw. As officials in Missouri and St. Louis try to attract data center proposals from companies, advocates and academics are raising the alarm about the effects those centers may have on utilities and the bills of everyday consumers. Earlier this month, I had the chance to speak with energy policy expert Ari Pesko of Harvard Law School. He shared why everyday utility consumers may be left footing the bill for big tech's use of electricity, and what regulators and lawmakers can do to protect the public. Today, we'd like to bring you that conversation. So tell me a little bit about why the boom in data centers is fundamentally changing the landscape for electricity utilities in the U.S. right now.
So utilities have a peculiar business model where their profits are tied to how much money they spend on physical infrastructure. So the more power lines and power plants they build, the more profitable they are. These new data centers are using so much energy, as much as a large U.S. city, that the utility needs to build a lot of new infrastructure to deliver and provide energy. And so these are enormous profit opportunities for the utilities. And the other component of the utility business model is that typically when it builds something, it spreads the costs of that infrastructure to everyone, not even if there's just a single user that is directly benefiting from that new infrastructure. So in effect, utility profits go up and everybody's bills go up as well.
And I really want to underscore that because when I was just an electricity customer paying my bills, I assumed that that was how utilities made money. So can you tell me a little bit more about how utilities actually make money by building things and why the data center boom is changing the incentives in that structure?
So states invented the utility business model about 100 years ago, and the policy goal was to spread access to electricity. And so states wanted to make it cheap for utility investors to build new infrastructure. And they basically did two things. First, they gave utilities monopolies that eliminated competition. Second, they set utility rates to provide enough revenue for the utilities to recover their operating costs, like salaries of their employees and fuel for their power plants, and also profit by expanding their system. That was a key incentive, so the utilities would want to get bigger and provide electricity to more people. So that's where this all comes from, this 100-year-old system, so that we could all have electricity.
And our local electric utility, Ameren, is telling state regulators it has a lot of potential huge customers in its pipeline, and it's projecting some really big growth numbers in the need for energy. You wrote that utilities have an incentive to provide optimistic projections about growth. Why is that?
So Ameren is a for-profit company. It has a stock that, you know, trades on a stock exchange, and some of the information that it puts out is designed for investors and potential investors. And if it tells investors that it sees a lot of growth in demand, that's going to translate into capital spending, building more infrastructure, and ultimately more profits for the company. So, you know, the company like Ameren is putting out some messages designed for local consumers, some for local politicians that have regulatory authority. And this message in particular seems designed in part for investors who, you know, Ameren wants to boost its stock price for them.
This year, Missouri's state legislature passed a law requiring utilities to create what are called tariffs for large load customers over 100 megawatts. These policies are supposed to protect other customers from unfairly paying for the cost to power the data centers. What are the potential upsides and downsides of tariffs like these?
Yeah, so this is a common sense move that we're seeing a lot of states take. And the basic idea is that when a utility sets rates, every similar ratepayer pays the same rate structure. So for example, if you're a residential ratepayer in Ameren's monopoly service territory, you're paying the same fixed fee every month And you're also paying the same rate tied to how much energy you actually use. And different types of energy users, residential, commercial, like a Walmart store, and industrial, like a big factory, all have different rate structures. And so the idea here is, let's recognize that the costs of serving these computing facilities is so massive that they should have their own rate structure designed to recover all of the costs associated with providing energy to these facilities. So that's a good step to kind of isolate these data centers from everybody else. But the devil really is in the details. There's a lot of calculations that are going to go in to determining what the rate structure ought to be. And this is not a physics problem that ultimately has a single right answer. The utility is going to come with a particular perspective. Perhaps other parties like consumer advocates, other ratepayers that want to try to reduce their costs will come with their own perspective to this proceeding. And ultimately, it'll be up to the Missouri Public Service Commission to decide what the rate ought to be. And then we'll see what the effects are from there on other consumers. And I should add that some of these costs, some of these charges are actually regulated at the federal level by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And so there are certain issues here about interstate energy markets where Ameren is buying its energy, as well as large-scale transmission projects that are really under the authority of federal regulators. And there's only so much the state can do about those costs.
And the law's goal is to isolate these data center customers. But in your March paper, Extracting Profits from the Public, you wrote that it's all but impossible to verify if data center energy costs are isolated from other customers. Why is that?
There's a couple of factors here. One is that in many states, these computing facilities have secret contracts with utilities. But it seems like Missouri is moving away from that model by creating this tariff structure that presumably will apply to all future data centers. The second thing here is that this process of trying to isolate costs of a particular user is always a contested process. And again, there is no single right answer here. And so there's just going to be different methodologies you can apply to do that. And there is no sort of single best industry standard practice for trying to isolate costs in this way. It ultimately comes down to the judgment of the regulatory commission. And if you have different policy goals, you may choose different rate structures. If you want to attract these data centers to Missouri, you may want to offer cheaper rates. If you feel like residential customers are bearing the brunt in Missouri, you may want to give the data center higher rates. So a lot of this depends on just sort of what your goals are.
And as the St. Louis region is starting to get some, I would say, hyperscale data center projects that are being proposed in our area, I am running into a lot of non-disclosure agreements as a reporter. So there is a lot of secrecy around these deals. And I'm wondering what some of the transparency concerns around utilities and their dealings with data centers are, and how that might kind of hide a potential price increase for regular customers.
Yeah, our utility bills are complicated. They're based on the accounting records of the utilities. Because utilities have monopolies, I think there's a very strong case that there ought to be transparency here. The utilities are not facing local competition. But nonetheless, there's a long history in this industry of hiding a lot of information from the public about the utility's future plans and about sort of how it computes its rates. And it's going to be challenging to figure out exactly how much cost these facilities are adding to ratepayer bills. Again, when one reason is also because the state doesn't control everything here. Missouri sits in the middle of two different interstate markets that are regulated by federal regulators, which also decide how the costs of the interstate transmission network are shared across entire regions. And there's just a lot of complexities here and a lot of judgment calls that have to be made to determine how much actually gets into an average Missourian's bill.
Here in the St. Louis area, there are two proposed hyperscale data center projects, and both of their plans include diesel generators. They say those are going to serve as backup power, but you wrote that data centers can also use diesel generators to get discounted energy. Can you tell me about how that works?
The amount of energy that we use varies, each day. You can think about your own life. You know, if you're sleeping, there's, some things in your house that are still on. And as you wake up, you turn on your coffee maker, you open your fridge, you turn on your toaster, right? So your energy use goes up. And there's also variations in different parts of the year, right? If it's a hot summer day, you may turn on your air conditioning. That uses a lot of energy. And so our power systems are constrained during those periods of peak demand. And we may not see the price increase on those hot August days, but big energy users do. They often have to pay higher prices during those peak hours. And depending on their tariff or their contract with the utility, they may be able to avoid some of those very expensive charges by basically going off grid during those peak demand times and using those diesel generators to power their facilities. So how often they actually use those generators will depend in part on what kind of deal they have with the utility and how often those prices spike due to constraints on the system.
And I've also heard some concerns around stranded assets. So basically, if we build the infrastructure for these data centers to come in and then they either don't end up needing as much power as they're projecting, or they don't even come here at all. So how could electric prices be affected by that situation of stranded assets?
Yeah, this is a huge risk because there's so many uncertainties about the development of artificial intelligence and data centers more broadly. There's a possibility that we're in a bubble right now. If the utilities do build out a lot of new infrastructure and the data centers never show up or they use less power, the utilities may very well go to regulators and say, we want everyone else to pay for this infrastructure that we thought was going to be paid at least in part by the data centers. And one way to mitigate that risk is for the utility not to build anything until it has a long-term contract with the data center that obligates the data center to pay at least some of the costs that the utility will incur to build new infrastructure. And we're seeing that as a model that's starting to spread around the country. And that could be part of the new data center tariff that the Missouri legislature is requiring.
And there are some terms like that written into the tariffs as they've been proposed right now. But I think the details of how long this might last or the amount they might have to put up is still being kind of nailed down. So this month, our Public Service Commission in Missouri held a big energy summit, and the governor came and spoke at that and talked about data centers and really spoke about them as an economic development opportunity for the state. Now, the governor also appoints the members of the Public Service Commission. That is how these people are chosen in our state. So why is there a potential political incentive to approve friendly data center contracts in this case where the Public Service Commission is making decisions?
Governors like cutting ribbons. And these data centers are large construction projects. So these are physically imposing facilities that have a lot of water and power needs. And that requires a lot of investment in those types of infrastructure. And so they are, at least in the short term, economic development projects.
And at a recent public meeting about a proposed data center project here in St. Louis, the local electric utility said that customers' bills wouldn't go up because of this project. And I'm wondering if you think we should believe them.
I think if they provide some evidence of that statement, that would certainly be helpful. But I don't think we should take the word of a monopoly. There's a reason that states and the federal government heavily regulate monopolies, because we are concerned that they're going to exploit their monopoly power and overcharge consumers. And there's a very long history of this throughout the country. So we regulate these companies for a good reason.
What should reporters like me and the public be watching out for as data centers move to our area?
I think it'll be important to watch the debate that's happening right now at the Public Service Commission about the data center tariffs, and pay careful attention to what consumer advocates are saying and other consumer groups and the criticisms that they have of the utilities proposals. I think it's also important to watch what's happening at the, you know, interstate level, because the costs are both coming from other states that are also trying to attract these data centers. There are spillover costs from large-scale infrastructure projects whose costs are shared across state lines. And so Missouri has an opportunity to share some of those costs with its neighbors, but at the same time, the reverse is also true. And then just to, you know, see how these proposals pan out. There have been, it seems that every day across the country, there are just numerous announcements about these data centers. They're not all going to get built. And I think it's important to make sure that the utilities aren't spending money until they really know that these projects are real and they have financial commitments from these facilities that are going to cover costs.
That was my conversation with Harvard researcher and energy policy expert Ari Pesco. To learn more about the economic impact of data centers on the communities they're built in, including tech companies' use of tax abatements and how many jobs the centers sustain over time, you can find STLPR reporter Kayvon Mansouri's recent reporting on our website at stlpr.org.
This episode was produced, engineered, and edited by Kate Grumpke. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.